So the Gemara continues, Daf Lamed Ches, Amid Beis, the last line. Omale Rabbi Yirmiyah L'Rab Zeira, Rabbi Yochanan Heichem Mevorech HaZayis Meliach. The Gemara before brought, a few lines earlier, that Rabbi Chiya Ba'Abe was made that he saw Rabbi Yochanan eat a Zayis Meliach, a pickled olive. Now pickled is considered like Mevushel, because the Gemara says that Sholuk, Meliach is Kereteach. So it's like considered like he ate a cooked olive. Now, cooked is a question of shlokas. So he made a bracha tchila b'soif. Gemara wanted to bring a rai. He made ala eitz, and he made ala eitz before, eitz before, and ala eitz after. The Gemara says, no, he made a shahako first, and he made a bar nefosh a second. But now the Gemara is a different question. Either way, you need a shear to make a bracha achorina, right? We know that. So, fact the Gemara, how did he make a bracha on one zayis and one olive? Obviously, he removed the pit. Now, we know a zayis is a zayis. A zayis is taken at face value. So if it's a zayis and it's missing the pit, so it's not a zayis. So if it's not a zayis, how do you make a bracha achorina? So he told him, Mi savret kazayis godl beina? Who says you need to have a big kazayis? Kazayis beinini beina. All you need is an average size zayis. And he happened to have a big zayis without the pit, so it ends up being average zayis. Zogt gemorah, vahu da eisel kamei de Rabbi Yochanan zayis godlava. It's been a grosse zayis. The afak of the shaklu legarinusei. Even though you remove the pit, posh le shiura, you remain with a zayis beinini. The Tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Zayis she'omru, loy cotton v'loy godl. The sheer Zayis that you need for bracha chayna is neither, or for any sheer Zayis, is loy cotton v'loy godl. Not the large, not the medium, not the small, but rather ela beinanihi. V'zehu aguri. And this is called the Zayis aguri. V'omra bavo loy aguri shmoy. The real name is not called Zayis aguri, but rather avruti shmoy. Ba'amrilo samruti shmoy. It's called samruti. V'lomenikr shmoy aguri. What is aguri? Connote, why is it called aguri? So the Gemara, sheshamnoi ogur besoichoi. The reason why it's called zayis aguri, because the shemen, the oil, the olive oil, the oil of the olive, is ogur besoichoi. It remains within it. It's in it. It's ogur besoichoi. So Rashi, mezumen lotzes mimenu, she'ena nivla befri, kamashke tapuchim. Apple juice has juice in apples. But the juice of the apple is not ogur besoichoi. It's not sitting in there like by an olive or like a grape. A grape, the juice is sitting in there. An olive and a grape. Masha'enken, and that's why taka doza taka, two types of fruit items where we said shemen v'zayis is o'eitz even when you have the juice. Masha'enken, other fruits, zogdrashi, like primashke tapuchim, is not ogur besoichoi, or tutim, or strawberries. You can have strawberry juice. The juice is not sitting inside the strawberry when you cut it in half. Elo ogur kamashka novin. But rather, the shemen zayis is ogur besoichoi, it's zayis aguri, like mashka novim, where it's ogur besoichoi. Now, this din that you need to have a sheer kazayis, let's just see. Tosis very quickly the point of this Tosis, because Tosis says a very yisodis gezach. So Tosis heine dafka bebrocha shel achrav. That which you have to have a shear, we know is obviously only by a brocha shel achrav. The bein on shear, av a brocha shel afonav. I feel the pachas make a shear. There's no problem in having less than his eyes when you make a brocha shel afonav. The osel hennes ba'olam hazeh b'loy brocha. As I stated in Tosis, that's what we paskin. The ar rishonim rabbeinu Yoina, and it's brought down b'shem deraj, but also other rishonim bring that. Less than a shear, you taka make a bracha shel afonav, but you only make a shahakol. Because that means even if you're eating a piece of cake, but if it's less than a shear, you would make a shahakol. We don't paskin like that. Because there's two dinim in a bracha shel afonav. There's a din of osel hanes ma'aloi bracha, and then there's a din of being mefarad the bracha. Being mefarad the bracha, you would also cook to those who show him need a shear full of afonav. We make a bracha of a mezainis or a eitz or a hadome, even if you take a mashu or salahonois. But and that's what Tosfos Taka learns. We're not mechalek. Other rishonim say you're right. Osalahonois requires a shahakol. You can't be nana without making a bracha. But the bracha mevugeres, that's only when you have a shear even full of fun of. But Tosfos says that no. But beforehand you don't need a shear. Bein achila, bein nishtia. When it comes for bracha afterwards, you need a malin lugmov. Which is a revius. Alkein yesh lizar lishtas mikoshel brachah manalugmav. If a person wants to now make a bracha achrayna, kadesh yivarach lachav b'engem brachas, drink a malalugmav of a kosher bracha, and then you'll be able to make, and you should make a main shalosh. We drink wine. Zok teisus v'ari hoya oimer beboyin nefoshes came the lav bracha shuvihi. I feel a bebotzer mishiur mevarchim boyin nefoshes. Rabbis, Tosis, we don't pass it like this, but the Ri has a shita that when it comes to a bracha achrayin, when it comes to a drink, you don't have to have a shir of yis. Any mash you drink, but in the fush is not like a ala michyo, ala eitz, even less than a shir, you make a bracha. Some achrayin brought this as an explanation of the Gemara early where it says, brayin fush is called v'loy klum. So what do you mean v'loy klum? So we said v'loy klum, klape peyes, klape birchas aretz, klape birchas ala michyo, ala eitz. I think they're thinking about the tzlach. Others say that based on this ri, it's called v'loy klum. V'loy klum means you don't need a shear. V'loy nefosh doesn't need a shear la'achav, it's v'loy klum, even less than a shear. Oh, zoktayis on this ri, v'loy nira. The chevet of v'loy nefosh tiknu k'neged ala gefen, l'mais was misukin k'neged ala gefen, k'heched ala gefen b'y shiura, b'loy nefosh nami b'y shiura. Uv'y yushalmi, zoktayis, Rabbi Yechanan hechi b'y chazayis. How did Rabbi Yechanan make a bracha on the zayis? This Rabbi Yechanan we just had. Holai have a shiura of a komar mishum beria. A new yisoid. The reason why he made a bracha achrayna, even if he didn't have a shiur, forget about the Gemara's teretz of big zayis and small zayis. It's a beria,
and a beria does not require a shiur.
Da'afilu lo yochal ala prei da'achas. You eat one grape shel onov or prei da'achas shel rimoin, one watermelon pit. You require a bracha achrayna. Boy bruche mishum de beria mevach and afilu pachas mikazayis, and that's the din of beria now.
In halacha, the din of a beria plays a role too.
If you're missing the pit, then it's not a beria. But if it has the whole grape without anything removed, then it's a shame beria. It's a gate to one raisin. You might have to make a bracha achrayna afterwards. Or one sesame seed. You might have to make a bracha achrayna. When you have a piece of cake and sesame on top of it, so then it's maybe bottle. But if you have, it's eating a sesame seed, it's a beria. Or one watermelon pit. So the beria does something. Zok teisus v'choylek al gemara didon. This Yerushalmi argues on the gemara. K'lemash ma'ocha imken ein hilchus a kamoitza shel Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yosef mefarash Yerushalmi ein choylek al gemara. He doesn't make a machloek Yerushalmi and Bavli. The hocha ma'ish shus ragarinim. Our gemara is talking about that you remove the pit so you don't have a beria. V'nimlach imken lahoyek b'yosoy. But if you eat a whole pit, then I feel more you pray the achas harim, even if it's one watermelon seed. The Yishalmi assumed that there was no pit removed, and that's where you chayv al seberia. So there's no machlokes b'av Yishalmi. Let's say a person has in mind to eat something, and it fell out of his hand, and he took a different food item in its place. If you had in mind to eat an apple, you're about to eat it, then it drops on the floor and it falls in the mud, and you're not going to eat it, you take a different one, you have to make another bracha. Because you didn't have it in front of you. Your mind wasn't on it.
A person is drinking water from a spring,
and he's drinking, and now the water that he's about to drink soon wasn't there before him. It's flowing. That wasn't there before. So why is it him then a second apple? Pirush, the mevorach lishtois, v'hani azi, v'hani achini ninu, it's new water. V'ein tzoch levorach pamacheres. Why? U'mishani zok du yushalmi. Hocha have a day to mitchila lezeh, sho yedeh shiyelchu lehen. My mind was on all the water that is flowing. I know, the sink is running, it's all the water that's about to come out, even if it's not in front of him. Ava tumisa lo yoda shiplu mi yodoi. He has no inkling that it's going to fall out of his hand. V'yoyma, so that's why,
Aval tumisa lo yoda de nofal. He didn't think it's going to fall, so that's why it's different.
The Rosh brings the Yerushalmi, and Itaka says that you're not supposed to be Beitzeya on a pass before you make the bracha. Why? Because if you Beitzeya first, if you cut it first, Shema yipel mi yodoi, and it'll be a bracha levatola. Mashiach, if you didn't cut it yet, so your mind is on the whole thing in front of you. If you already cut it, so then you only make the bracha later, so then your mind is on the specific piece. But if you didn't cut it, we'll only Beitzeya after the bracha, in order not to have this problem of bracha levatola in case it falls. But Al Kaparim Zokti, Tosis, it finishes off. V'yoyma Baruch Shem Kvayt Malchusoy, you finish off Baruch Shem, if you have to make another bracha, Mishum dehave brachle vatolle, vechein nochal noimar. Al kol brachle vatolle, boch shem kvoid machus eloilam voed.
Meaning, if you have to make another bracha,
And now the first bracha is a bracha of Atola. So in order that it shouldn't be a bracha of Atola, so you say Baruch Hashem Kvod Malchus Eloylem Void.
The Chiddush in Tosfos says that usually when you say Baruch Ata Hashem, in order to evade a bracha of Atola, you finish with the pasuk in Tehillim and you say Lamdeni Chukecha. That's the usual thing you do.
Because that's a pasuk in Tehillim, Taka. Here we see that you mesakim kol bracha of Atola by saying Baruch Hashem Kvod Malchusoy. How is it mesakim the bracha? What is Baruch Hashem Kvod Malchusoy? So the pshat is, someone to say, the pshat is because Baruch Shem is the Shvach to the Ebeshter. You're being Mekalas to the Ebeshter. So the Shem Hashem, I said before, was all Chelik of this Shvach. There's a Hemshach of the Shvach. So that's why it's not a Baruch Levatola. So Al-Kuponim, this is the big Yisoid about Shiurim having for La'achrov, and you have to have a Shiur in order to make a Bar Nefoshes in Alamichyo. Now there is a difference between a drink and food. For drinking, we know it's a shir revius, malilugmov, and for food, it's a kazayas. Now, there's many discussions in the poiskim. How do you look at ice cream? Is ice cream a solid, or is ice cream turned into a liquid? And ices, while you're eating it, it turns into liquid. So do you look at it as a liquid, so the shir is revius, or do you look at it as a solid, and the shir would be a kazayas in order to make a bracha choyna? There's many nafkaminas, legabe, these type of solidified items that turn into liquids, b'shas to achila, or b'shas how you started it off. How do you look at it? Also, there's a Yeduadika Machloikas Apoiskim when you drink something hot, hot coffee, a hot tea. Do you make a brocha achroina or it's not Bekde Achilas Shtias Revias? Shtias Revias takes much longer than to drink a hot tea, a hot coffee. Or the Goin Paskins, you look at it Kde Achilas Pras. Even because the derech to drink it is in a hot drink slower, so you have a shir kedei achilas pras. Big nafkaminas, you make a brocha achroina afterwards by a hot drink. It's yidua. The chayolim says you don't make. The goyin in biagro says the shir kedei achilas pras you would make. There's a ma'ase of the biskurov. A velvula once came to visit the Bissa Zalman, and the Bissa Zalman feared sich not to make, and he saw that the biskurov made. So he asked him, not like the chayolim. So he said, ich weiß nicht, ich weiß mein tata, the b'chaim used to make. A bracha achroina, even after a coffee and a tea. So Bissa Zalman said, if that's the case, if the Rebbe, he was
70 years old, but he changed from then and there, because if the Rebbe used to make, so he changed.
He was a Talmud of Reb Chaim. Al-Kaponim, it's Yedua, it's a big machloikas, how do you look at a hot drink? An Eitz brought out of Mishnah Berurah is, you drink a hot coffee, leave over, at the end, a Mali Lugmov that's not so hot, and then you drink that in one shot. So Yotzim Dei Sveika, it's like this, you make it L'chuli Alma. Because he says, you have to be choshu, the Goyin L'maisa holds that you do make. So, because he holds the Shtiyatz Kedei Achilas Pras, for a hot drink, even though it's not a solid, it's a liquid. Because in Nafkamina, Kedei Achilas Pras is for solids usually, for food, and this is Kedei Shtiyatz Revius.
That's a big discussion in the poiskim.
Zog the Gemara weiter. Now we're going back to shlokas. Shlokas, when you have vegetables, and that those that are cooked. So we said it retains the bracha of hadama. Neima ketanoi to machlokas tanoim. Why? The hanu trei talmidim that have a yasve kamed about kapora. There were two talmidim that were sitting in front of about kapora. Havil afonov kruv. They brought him cabbages. The durmaskin. Durmaskin, Rashi says, it's akdal shit belaz. Some say it means spinach. And then Rashi brings, Kan pirish prunes. They brought him cooked prunes. V'chein shemati ani kan u'babakama prunes. V'yev shel hamido dim kein have harei b'chosa b'ri p'yoetz. We'll see soon the Gemara why this Rashi has a very stark kasha if it means prunes over here. They brought in front of the Talmidim kruv, cabbage, durmixin, either prunes or spinach, u'palgiot. Palgiot is meat, chicken. Palgiois, pieces of chicken. He gave the reshus to one of them to make a bracha. Now the bracha, the reshus that he gave was lefonov. Like we had before in the Gemara, the kofatz, when he jumped, Rabbi Kiva jumped ahead and he made the bracha achreina. And he didn't want to do like, he wanted to do like the chachomim, not like Ben Gamliel. Al-Kaponim, over here, he jumped and he made a bracha on the palgiyois first, on the chicken, shahakel. Liglev olav chavegoi, the other Talmud started laughing at him. What are you jumping to the chicken? There's fruits over here. There's kuv, there's vegetables, there's durmisigan, maybe they're prunes, or maybe it's a hadoma, a kopotim, it's an hadoma in front of you. What are you jumping to the shakel? Kwas bakapoga. Omar, the kapoy was angry. What are you both of you being moy aloch fnei rabbi? The one that's melagleg and the one that's mevorech. Loyal mevorech ani kois. Number one, I'm not being kois on the mevorech. El ala melagleg ani kois, on the one that's making fun. Your friend never tasted meat yet. So he's jumping. It's chaviv. The shahakal is chaviv for him. Ata malig lakta. What are you laughing? And then he said, I'm not angry on the malaglig. El al mevorach ani kois. And he said, im chochma enkan. Even if you don't consider me a chochem. Because what happened over here? There was two talmidim of a bakapora. So bakapora said, even if you don't consider me a chochem, of a zikne enkan. I'm a lot older than you. I went through life. I know which bracha you make first. So ask me. Sagt die Gemara, Tana ushneim lo yitziu shnoson. Both talmidim passed away. They were not moitzi shnoson because they were considered like moira aloch v'nei rabom chayv misa. So now, Sagt die Gemara says, my lab b'hokam ifiki. What's the machlekes? What each talmud held? The mevorich held shlokas upargiyoy shakoni abedvogoy. Shlokas cooked vegetables. We're talking about cooked veggies. Kroiv, kuvs, cabbage, or durmiskin, or spinach, or maybe prunes even. Al kaponim, it's shlokos, it's shakoni b'dvogoy. So everything is shahakol. So there's no difference in brachas. I like what I picked. I picked pagio shakol, which is what's choviv for me. Hilka choviv odiv. Same bracha, you go basa choviv. Umelaglik sovar, the one that left held, shlokos is bari piadoma. The shlokos retains the bracha bari piadoma, like we passed on before. So kroiv, kuv, cabbage, or durmiskin, or hadoma, or eitz. If you first got to make the bracha on a peira, on the eights or on the adoma, whatever you have in front of you, it's more than shako. So that's the machloikas. So the machloikas of shlokas is adoma or eights is totally in this day of the two talmidim. The kuli am shlokas of palgia shakani bitvogoy. We can assume we take a whole shlokas are adoma. But even if you want to say everything is shako, hocha b'haisvol kamifigi. Just the machloikas is ma'asov achoviv odiv. The one that held that you made a bracha on the pargiyos because chaviv odiv. Everything is shahakol. I pick what's chaviv for me, and that's where you pick that. Ma'asova, the Talmud that was melaglik held that kuv is odiv. True, both are shahakol. There's no raya in the sugi of shlokas, even if it's shahakol. But you still have to make a bracha first on the kuv because kuv is zayin. It's like the Gemara says later
on Daf Mem Dalad. The Gemara says. Kruv is lemozoin and tardin is lerfua. So since kruv is lemozoin, it satiates you, so there's an inyan to make the bracha, even though they're equal in brachas. But since it's something that's mozin, it's mazin, it satiates you, so that's why he held that you make the bracha first on the kruv.
Let's go back now to this Rashi. Because Rashi said bad in durmiskin. So Rashi wanted to say he heard it's prunes. You can't say over here in our suga it's poons. Why? How could it be if it's her eights in front of him that he jumped for a shahakol? Your kasha. See, you look at this Rashi. If it would have been Adoma, you also the same kasha. Why did he jump on the shackle? Might have come in if it's an eitz, if it's Adoma, if it's prunes, or if it's spinach. Either way, the question is, how did he jump on the shackle? Eitz and Adoma go before a shackle. So why is Rashi say it can't be prunes? But then he wouldn't have skipped the prunes. It's an eitz. Zokti b'kivega. Koshli, hagam boyo pi Adoma odif meshackle. Elo dam mevorach sova the shlokas mevorach shackle. He held cooked. Is shakol, so then cooked prunes would be shakol. Vim ken gam ken bar pi eitz, ein bichosa bar pi eitz. El shakol, kumavur besugi gabi zayis meliach. We see gzayis meliach, it's retiach, what's it called? Meliach areze keretuach. So then it's also shakol. So v'tzorch ian zok to be pega. What's Rashi saying? It can't be prunes, but then it would be her eitz klapi shakol. He held shlok as a shakol, so it doesn't make a difference if it's an eitz or it's adoma. Let's just see Tosis. Durmiskin pirish Rashi prunes. V'lanira. The besomach mashma nevarach alein bari piyah adoma. Stamikasha. We see later on the Gemara is going to be adoma. Imkain bari piyah eitz bari bruchev. Nira shumim kruv. So it's a type of cabbage. Maybe spinach or a different type of cabbage. Zog Tosis. Nosem bar kapora le'echod levarach. V'nira de mairi bebrocha shalafonov. You gave a shus to make a brach shalafonov. The ibish al achav amrinon deim zamnon al peris. There's no zimun by peris. Umayri be seiboy veinon veonu einlon shume seiba al alapas lochin tzach levorach kolech lakol dover ben peris hebe yain. We make a brach shalafonov ourselves. We don't have one being moitzi the other. That was the case over here. Over here, Toy says it's talking about mayri be seiboy. So there was a connection one to another. So mainly one was moitzi the other. But that we take it don't do. We all make our own bracha. Zok Toy says weiter. Choviv odev v'chein halacha. This is halacha le gabi choviv.
Zogt Eisus. V'chein aloche im yesh lo shnei mine peiros. L'fon, if you have two fruits in front of you. Choviv od, if you go bust the one that's more tasty to yourself. U'bergep y'adome, hadifim shakol. Now, adome is more than shakol. Nia b'dvoroi. The mevurer is straight. It's more specified. V'chshuv al atzvoi. Makris v'yavoich al oysa min sheshach boi pri adome.
If you, let's say, like shahakol, and you have adom in front of you, you make the adom first. Let's say you have two equal brachas, but one of them is shivas aminim. So then you work tchila al oisa shel zayin minim. That's odif. You do the zayin minim first, and that's takad halacha. Two brachas that are equal, chaviv odif. Two brachas, one is higher, hadoma or her eitz is over shahakol. Two her eitzes, then you go zayin aminim first.
Zog die Gemara weiter. Omer Reb Zera, ki avinon berav huna, omerlen, hani gal glide de lafsa. If you have, lefes is a turnip. So if you have the heads of the turnips, palminu prima rabba, if you cut it into large pieces, bori pi adoma, it retains the broch of adoma, large chunks. Prima zuta, when you have small little pieces, shahakon li bedvoroi, the finer it is, it loses the identity of the vegetable, of the turnip, and it turns into shahakol. It doesn't make a difference if it's large or if it's small pieces. Either way, it retains the brach of adoma. Why are you cutting into such small pieces? Not to lose the identity of the vegetable. To protrude more flavor. The smaller it is, the more flavor emanates from there. And that's the reason why you're cutting it. But not to change it from the vegetable state. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Ashi. Ki avinu be'Rav Kahana, Omelon, tafshilino, tafshilo de silko. If you have cooked beets, the loy mafshe be kimcha, that you don't have, or a tafshil of kimcha, of beets, the loy mafshe be kimcha doesn't have a lot of flour on it, then it retains the bracha bar pi adoma. Silk is bar pi adoma. The lifto, masha enka, when you have turnips, the mafshiba kimcha, which has a lot of flour, tvei, so bergem nem is zoinois. The more flour, turnips, a vegetable, that has a lot of flour, so then the bracha turns into a mezoinus. Masha enka in beets, which have a little flour, that was the dish that they ate, so then it's a bar pi adoma. Vahodar omar, either be the bar pi adoma. Both of them are bar pi adoma. A lot of flour, little flour. We had the Gemara before that said anything mechamesh samini make a mezoinus. V'haydi shodi bekimcha tvei. The whole kemach that you have over here is bichlam not machshiv the food into a new bracha. Lidvuke ba'alma avdilei. And that was Tosis that brought earlier that the kemach that kol mashiyesh mechamesh saminim, if it's lidvuke, if it's only for texture, if it's only for keeping it together, but not for the etzim lisoy des alev, then taka the bracha retains and it doesn't turn into mezoinus, but it's both of them hadoma. Zok demal omer Rav Chisda, tavshil shel tardin. If you have beet juice, cooked beets, yofel alev, it's good for one's heart. V'toiv le'naim, it's good for your eyesight. V'kol shken le'bnei ma'ayim, and for sure for your intestines. And some explain that if someone doesn't see well, if a blind person, he's never satiated. His stomach is never full because he doesn't see what he eats. So if someone sees well, so your stomach is satiated much quicker. So that's what it means. The better it is for the eyes, toiv le'naim, so kol shekein b'nei ma'ayim, so it's better for it to be satiated. It's better for your stomach. It's kol shekein. Zog demar omer Abaya, v'hu de yosef abei tvei. It's only when it's being cooked and it's sitting, zog drashi al mokam shvis sakadeira, by the pot. V'ovet tuch, and it's being cooked in such a way, it's azat ha'pe shaluk, that it makes a sound of tuch tuch. Well, like when the water boils, it makes a sound. This makes a sound of tuch tuch. Zog Rashi, kloy mesh sholok v'nimcha me'oid v'kol gitichos ein nishmak kol tuch tuch. It sounds like tuch tuch. Zog die Gemara, Omar Rav Popa pshiteli maya de silka. If you have a beet soup, water that comes from silka, from beets, kesilka. And that's halacha. Vegetable soup retains the bracha of the vegetable. It's kasilka. So over here would be adoma. Umayyad the lifta, kalifta. And the mayim of lefes, we'll see soon. We do paskin on a vegetable soup, you make adoma. Umayyad the lifta, when you have a lifter, a turnip soup, the water bit, is kalifta. Umayyad the kula shilka. And all vegetables that are cooked, kakula shilka. Boy, Rapopa, Maya de Shifta. What about dill the dill, the juice of the dill. Zagmara mai. What's the purpose of it? Limtuka taima avdi. Are you putting the dill inside to protrude flavor? So then it's taka hadoma or lavure zuma avdi. It's only to remove some from bad zuama. So it's not really the etzem that you're using it for itself. So then it would not be hadoma. Zagmara toshma. I'll bring you raya as follows. Hasheves. Sheves is shifter, which is dill. Mishenos the tam bekdega. Once it protrudes flavor into the kdega, so we see it's there to put flavor. So it would be hadoma. But once it's there to put flavor in it, then it doesn't have a din of chum anymore, because then it's not a fruit anymore. So we see a kaponim it's limtuke taima, because the purpose is Dr. Rashi umevorchen al meimet tafshila berpi adoma. It's there for limtuke taima, so attack will be berpi adoma. Like a truma, pshat is it's not a truma anymore. Once it protruded the flavor, so the essence is not anymore, so it's not considered a truma anymore. But a kaponim we see it's limtuke taima, so attack would be berpi adoma. Let's just see what. Oh, so let's just see this tesis. Look, Texas. Maya de silka ke silka. Mevorchen ale boi pi adoma. Afal pi sheim boi ala mayim. Even though it only has water. Vitam ha yirokas mevorch alein kash yirokas ala yirokas. The taste of the yirokas, you make the bracha like the yirokas itself. The afal gav dam ginon le'el de meperes zeya ba'alma. When it came to meperes, we said, juice that emanates from a fruit is zeya ba'alma. And it's shako. Ho, yes, lechalik zatosis. You can differentiate between juice that comes out of a juice that comes out of a fruit and vegetables that are cooked, and you have the juice that come out of it. And the difference is, the Rishonim say, the Rashi says, because what's the tachlis of the fruit? The tachlis of the fruit is not the juice that emanates from there. Mashenka by vegetables, the tachlis is to make soup. That's what it's used for. That's one of the truths, and they say that's the difference. Or the difference is that here we're talking about you're cooking it. And over there we're talking about Zeya Ba'alma, that it juice that emanates from there. Stam a liquid that comes out of something. So then it's taka Zeya Ba'alma. That's Aide Schita. So then it's Zeya Ba'alma. Masha'en came when it's cooked. So then it, the tam of the yerek goes out. And then taka, you would make Hadoma. Now, so vegetable soup, you make adoma. If you have chunks of vegetables in there, for sure you make adoma. Oh, yeah. But if you have a pure vegetable soup that is made, that is maya, the shilka, kula shilka, we taka make adoma. Now, even legabe. What'd you say? Borscht.
Borscht.
Yeah.
It's a vegetable.
Yeah, it's a vegetable, yeah. Now, there is even a discussion in the poiskim. What is tea? What is tea? Tea is herbs that you cook. So why would the bracha not be adoma on tea?
I don't know.
I'm not telling you to change that one like a business almond. No. Tea is make a shahakal. But it's discussed in the poiskim. So the reason why we make a shahakal, they say and they explain, is because the main, usually when you mevasha something, so you mevasha and you eat the food item. You're taking a turnip, you're taking a potato, you're taking a vegetable, and you're cooking it and you're eating that vegetable. Hey, you're not eating the tea leaves. You're not eating the herbs. You're drinking the thing. So Mela, that's not what you're eating. So that's why it's taka shakel. This is the Magen Avraham brings it b'shem Chubas Rosh. But Lemaisa in Ponim Yofis, he says you make a adom on tea. He used to make adom on tea. Lemaisa, we make a shakel on coffee and tea. But this is the sugya of vegetable soup and versus fruit soup. Fruit soup is a whole different sugya. It's different than vegetable soup. We'll stop over here. Omer Rabbi Ashi Pas Tznuma. Lametes Omer Aleph on the bottom.